So the facade of the mansion. If you look to the bottom left, that white section, it represents the end of the former family sunroom. Sorry, the next tour starts from within the mansion. Do you want it? Which in the family days, looking due south, used to overlook extensive lawns and rose gardens. The view today, however, is obstructed by one of the wartime huts. Now, you have to remember, when the authorities first moved in, this was a large private estate with appropriate outbuildings. To provide instant office accommodation, wooden huts were erected. These huts were numbered, and that hut was Hut 4, and originally occupied by the Naval Intelligence Section. The occupants of that hut worked in conjunction with another hut, Hut 8, which was the Naval Decoding and Deciphering Department. So it now leads us to the very simple system of how Bletchley Park worked. Outside intercept stations. All the naval intercepts went into Hut 8 for processing. Once they'd established a plain text, it was immediately transferred to the intelligence hut, where it was, translated, indexed, assessed, and where appropriate, instantly communicated to the Admiralty via a unit called the Operational Intelligence Centre. So it's outside intercept, decoding, deciphering, intelligence promulgation. All happy? Because that's how Bletchley Park worked in all the different organisations here. Behind the bay window on the bottom left, Commander Denniston had his office, and that's where many of the eminent people who worked here were in fact interviewed. Behind the bay window on the bottom right, that used to be the family dining room, and was in fact used as a dining room during the war years. And in fact, amongst the privileged outsiders who wind and dine there, we can in fact include Winston Churchill, but again, I'll refer to him later. Today we call that room the drawing room. With corporate lets, it's much better to put people in the drawing room than the dining room, because it's a very substantial room. So where it says music room, the room we started off in, that was the former drawing room. We have our little secrets even today. Architecturally, well, if you scan very slowly from right to left, it is possible to identify 19 distinct architectural features. The only one without precedent is why the eaves delicately drop from the edge of the copper dome in the top left-hand corner. Why don't you come this way, please?